Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a drum and bass bassline in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the smart, beginner-friendly way, by stacking and arranging the bass in layers. Now, if you're new to DNB, here's the big idea to keep in mind. A strong bassline is usually not just one sound. It's a system. You've got the sub, for the deep low-end weight, the mid-bass for movement and attitude, and sometimes a top layer for grit, attack, or texture. When those parts work together, the drop suddenly feels real, tight, heavy, controlled. That's the vibe we want. We're going to use stock Ableton tools, and we're going to lean into sampling, because sampling is one of the fastest ways to make bass ideas feel musical and finished. We'll build the sub, add a sampled mid layer, group the parts, shape the sound a little, and then arrange it into a proper 8-bar drop with some movement and variation. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more jungle-influenced feel, anywhere from 170 to 176 BPM is totally fair. Before you even think about bass, get your drums happening. Load in a breakbeat, add a kick and snare if needed, and make sure the groove is already feeling good. That matters a lot. In DNB, the bass usually reacts to the drums. If the drums already have a clear pocket, your bassline will lock in much faster. Think of the kick and snare as the guide rails. The bass should dance around them, not crash into them. Now let's build the sub. Create a new MIDI track and load up operator or waveeditable. Keep it simple. A sine wave is perfect. We want a clean mono sub that gives us that low-end foundation, without any unnecessary stereo spread or noisy extras. If you're using operator, choose a sine. If you're using waveeditable, pick a basic sine-like or triangle-style waveeditable. Keep the sound dry, clean, and focused. No big reverb, no delay, no fancy widening. If there's any extra top end, low pass it down or filter it out. A good beginner move here is to program just 2 notes per bar. Seriously, don't overcomplicate it. In DNB, less can hit harder. You want the sub to sit under the drums like a heavy floor. Strong, stable, and not trying to steal attention from the rhythm. If you want a little glide between notes, add a small amount of portamento, maybe around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That can give the bass a smoother, more liquid feel, which works nicely in rollers and darker styles. Now for the character layer. Create another track and load simpler. This is where the sampling first workflow gets fun. Find a bass sample, a Reese hit, a Grolly stab, or even a resampled sound you made yourself. Drop it into simpler and think of this as your mid-bass layer. If it's a short stab, classic mode is probably the easiest place to start. If it's a longer phrase or a sample with movement in it, try slice mode so you can trigger pieces of it with MIDI. You can also warp the sample if the tiny needs help, but only if you actually need it. Don't add extra processing just because it's there. Trim the start point so you're getting the useful part of the sample right away. Add a tiny fade if you hear clicks. Use the filter inside Simpler to tame any harsh highs. For a mid-bass layer, you usually want the useful energy somewhere around the low mids and mids, not way up in ear-piercing territory. This is a really important beginner tip. If a sampled bass feels weak, don't immediately replace it. First, try tightening the start point, adjusting the playback start, changing the pitch, or adding a touch of saturation. A lot of the time, the sound just needs better editing, not a new sample. Now let's stack the bass. Select the sub track and the mid-bass track, then group them with Command or Control plus G. This gives you one bass system you can control as a unit, which is way easier than trying to manage everything separately all the time. Inside that group, each layer has a job. The sub is the foundation. The mid layer is the motion and character. If you add a top texture, that's just for definition or grit. Keep those roles clear. If every layer is trying to do everything, the bass gets muddy fast. On the bass group, add an EQ8, a saturator, and maybe a utility. EQ8 is for cleanup. Saturator helps the bass read better on smaller speakers by adding harmonics. Utility is great for checking mono and controlling width. If the bass feels muddy, try a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If the bass feels too flat or thin on smaller speakers, a little saturation can bring it to life without just turning the volume up. Start small. 1 to 4 dB of drive is often enough to make a difference. Now we write the actual bass line. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it simple and leave space. In DNB, space is part of the groove. A classic phrasing move is to let the drums hit first, then answer with the bass. So maybe on beat 1 you leave room for the kick or break accent, then after the snare you place a bass note or short stab. Think call and response. The drums ask the question. The bass answers. Then both breathe. A good beginner pattern might be short, syncopated notes in bar 1, then a slightly longer note or a little slide in bar 2. If the drums are busy, use fewer bass notes. If the drums are minimal, you can get away with more rhythm. But in general, fewer notes often sound more confident in beginner DNB. Also, pay attention to note length. Short notes feel punchy and controlled. Medium notes feel rolling and elastic. Long notes can feel heavy, but if you overdo them, they can blur the groove. So use note length as a creative tool, not an afterthought. Now let's add movement. DNB bass lines almost never stay exactly the same for long, so after you've got a solid loop, add some variation over 4 or 8 bars. A very easy place to start is automation. You can automate the filter cutoff on the mid layer, saturator drive, utility gain, or ascend to reverb or delay for a quick throw. Keep the movement subtle. You do not need huge dramatic sweeps. Sometimes a small filter change is enough to make a loop feel alive. For example, bars 1 and 2 can stay darker and more closed. Then bars 3 and 4 open up a little. At the end of bar 4, you might do a short reverb throw or a volume dip to pull into the next phrase. This is one of those things that separates a loop from a section. A loop repeats. A section evolves. At this point, you can also use more Ableton stock shaping if needed. Drum bus can add punch and harmonics if used lightly. Glue compressor can help if the bass group needs gentle control, but don't squash it just for the sake of using it. EQ8, saturator, utility, and maybe a touch of drum bus are usually enough to get started. Now let's arrange the drop. Take that 2-bar idea and turn it into an 8-bar section. A simple structure could be this. Bars 1 and 2 are your main phrase. Bars 3 and 4 repeat with a tiny change. Bar 5 gives you a pause or a half-time feeling gap. Bars 6 and 7 bring back a heavier response, and bar 8 acts like a filler transition out. That little bit of contrast is huge. DNB sounds powerful because it knows when to hold back. If you stack bass constantly without any breath, the impact disappears. Try thinking in terms of tension levels. Low tension means fewer notes and a darker filter. Medium tension means a little more movement and a slightly brighter sound. High tension means a denser rhythm or a stronger accent. Use those levels to shape the energy across the section. If you want an extra sampling trick, resample the bass once you like the stack. Route the bass group to a new audio track or use resample and record a pass. This is really useful because once the bass is audio, you can chop it, reverse a tail, mute a slice, or rearrange it into new hits. That's one of the best DNB workflows there is. You take one solid sound and turn it into multiple arrangement tools. That's how a simple idea starts feeling like a proper production. Before you move on, do a quick low-end check. Put utility on the bass group and check mono. Make sure the sub still feels strong. Compare the bass level with the kick and snare. If the drums lose impact, the bass is probably too loud or too wide. If the bass disappears on smaller speakers, add harmonics with saturation instead of just cranking volume. And here's a big one. Always check the bass with the drums, not just in solo. Bass that sounds huge alone can still be messy in the full mix. In DNB, the real test is how it sits with the break. Let's recap the core workflow. First, build the drums and set the groove. Then create a clean mono sub. Add a sampled mid-bass layer in Simpler. Group the layers together. Shape the group lightly with EQ and saturation. Write a bass line that leaves space for the drums. Add automation or small changes over time. Then arrange the whole thing into a proper section and check it in mono. If you keep those roles clear, your bass will already sound more professional. Sub for foundation. Mid for motion. Top for definition, if you need it. And remember, if a bass line feels weak, the answer is often better editing, better spacing, or better arrangement, not just more effects. For your practice, try making a 174 BPM project, load a breakbeat, build a mono sub with 2 notes per bar, create a sampled mid layer in Simpler, group the layers with EQ and saturator, and write an 8-bar phrase with one small change every 2 bars. Then resample one pass and chop in a transition hit. Finish by listening once in mono and fixing the biggest low-end issue you hear. That's it. If you can make one bass idea feel strong over 8 bars, you're already thinking like a DNB producer. And once you understand how to stack and arrange the bass properly, the drop starts to come alive in a whole new way.